From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey, before the apocalypse starts, let me be your last bill and testament. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at Davies Symphony Hall in San Francisco, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. We are delighted to be back here in San Francisco. Later on, we're going to be talking to San Francisco 49er Hall of Famer Jerry Rice. He's so popular around here. He was a football legend back in the day when it was okay to like football. And I do want to say how great it is to be back in San Francisco, such a beautiful city, any time of the year. And of course, we cannot think of a better time to just get 2,000 miles closer to North Korea. So, if you've ever thought about calling in to play our games, I would not put it off. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
From Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho? I've never been there. What is that like?
It is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's up there in the mountains and stuff?
Yes.
That's awesome. And what do you do there?
I am a second grade teacher and hobby cake maker.
I'm sorry, you said you're a hobby what?
Cake maker. I make fancy, beautiful cakes.
Really? Oh, that you're like one of those people who like push your cakes up on Instagram and that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. My cakes have their own Instagram.
Oh, excuse me. Well, Karen, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a comedian who'll be performing at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, California on August 12th. It's Alonzo Bowden.
Hello, Karen.
Next, it's the comedian who'll be at the Carolina Theater in Greensboro, North Carolina on October 21st. It's Paula Poundstone. Finally, it's a humorist and the author most recently of Save Room for Pie. It's Roy Blunt, Jr. Hey, Karen. Karen, welcome to our show. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, is correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that, you win the prize. The voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Well, then let's do it. Your first quote is from someone who clearly felt relaxed and mellow on his summer vacation this week.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Who was that?
That was our president, Donald Trump.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I kept thinking this week about the scene in the Marx Brothers movie At the Circus when the strong man, the bad guy, is beating up Harpo.
Yeah.
And Groucho says, "You big bully, what are you doing picking on that little bully?"
I was just thinking how dangerous that threat would be if they gave him the real nuclear code.
Exactly. During the first week of President Trump's three-week vacation at his golf club, observers noted that his behavior was correlated to the weather. When it rained and he couldn't golf, he sent angry tweets. Well, on Wednesday, it must have been hailing a turds from the sky because the president decided to threaten North Korea with nuclear war. Now, we found out later that the president was, quote, improvising when he made that statement you heard. None of his advisors knew he was going to say it. Well, the two things you do not want to hear improvise are a jazz musician and Donald Trump.
Well, he says now that he may not have gone far enough.
Yes.
That these words, fire and fury, weren't tough enough. And so he's going to add bigly.
Yeah.
You can't just let something go. I mean, if you're going to react to everything that the guy in North Korea says, you're just going to have a full-time job.
Yeah.
I remember when Muhammad Ali was insulted by somebody and he just sort of disdained to reply. And somebody says, "Why don't you say something back?" And he said, "A dog can bark at the moon. If the moon ever barks back, that'll be the most famous dog in the world."
Yeah. Seriously, Donald Trump, before he's done, is going to take out so many people, the whole world is going to look like the crowd at his inauguration. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
I'm pretty sure it just broke the world record for mansplaining.
That was a woman named Christina Holly on Twitter. She was one of the many people who commented on a memo released that got its author fired from what big tech company this week?
Google.
Yes, Google. The author of this memo, which was instantly leaked to the media, was dubbed the Google Bro. He said he'd been on a long flight to China, so he decided to write a memo explaining why women are not naturally suited to the tech industry. This is what happens when the only in-flight entertainment is the emoji movie.
It's funny how many people, like, even as a comic, people ask me all the time about why, you know, how come there's fewer women, or people ask me all the time, what's it like being a woman comic, as if I've had another experience to compare it with. I say, well, before.
I just wonder how quickly after Google fired him did Uber hire him.
It just so happens that Uber, as you may know, has been searching for a female CEO, and they've narrowed it down, this is true, to three candidates, a man, a man, and a man. Okay, fine, they're all men. But one of them had tried knitting, and another one of them once listened. All right, your last quote is from a Craigslist ad that got some attention this week.
I'm a 40-year-old male, looking for a worthy female with beauty and smarts to experience the totality in Oregon.
That was a man hoping to get busy under what big event in a couple of weeks?
The solar eclipse.
The big solar eclipse, yes, very good. The summer's eclipse on August 21st has been called the last one we will see in our lifetimes. Now it's being called the last one we'll see in our lifetimes if we all live to August 21st. It's causing a boom in tourism in places that don't normally get tourism, but happen to be in the path of the totality. That's the places where the eclipse will be complete. It's led to such great tourism slogans as, come see Carbondale, Illinois, at the one time you won't be able to see Carbondale, Illinois.
That's probably when it's at its best.
Yeah.
I've never been to Carbondale. But...
Oh, have you not been to Carbondale, Illinois?
No.
Oh, geez. When the sun is up and working.
This guy's plan is to hook up every solar eclipse. That's aiming low.
Yeah. Every 240 years, he gets lucky. This is interesting and true. 92% of the counties in the path of that totality, complete darkness, voted for Trump, which is ironic because the last thing in the world they wanted was to make America darker.
But they're not worried about it because in their world, the eclipse isn't real.
That's true. Bill, how did Karen do in our quiz?
Wait till she tells those second graders she got them all right.
Congratulations,
perfect score.
Karen, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.